It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Before state lawmakers return for the full legislative session in February, they're trying to figure out how to spend millions of dollars of COVID-19 relief. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Colorado's economy is expected to recover faster than originally anticipated from the pandemic. Also, tax collections were better than expected last year, and lawmakers cut the budget deeper than they needed to. That means extra money for one-time stimulus efforts. The legislature's bipartisan Joint Budget Committee will discuss options over the coming days, with a public hearing next Wednesday to get feedback. Governor Jared Polis has made his own proposals, including $500 million for an economic stimulus and other one-time spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new state report says RTD needs to improve workplace conditions for bus and train operators. The transit agency has often had trouble retaining its frontline workers. State Representative Colin Larson of Littleton is on the Legislative Audit Committee. He says RTD's past leaders let the problem fester.
We can all agree that there have been a lot of mistakes made in the past. I am cautiously optimistic that this new board and new leadership is taking a different direction.
Worker retention may become more important for RTD as it looks to restore a service that's been cut because of the pandemic. Fewer than 0.3% of students and staff in the Cherry Creek School District have COVID-19, but those small numbers are still causing disruptions to classrooms. As of Thursday, 800 students and 92 staffers were under quarantine. Health officials are watching the numbers closely. Middle and high school students in Jefferson County and Denver Public Schools will soon return to hybrid learning, where they will be inside buildings part of the time. This is CPR News.